Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today we're speaking to my beautiful friends Jackie and Nick, and we're going to hear all about their gorgeous family.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good.
Yep. Are you good? We've got sick people in your house.
Got some sick people at home, as usual. Melbourne.
Good. Me too.
You too.
Most of the house.
Yep.
I still got a husky voice from when we went to Canberra. Mm-hmm. I think it's my new sexy Kate.
Kate, she's staying.
I have to stay with my voice. I can't get the high notes when I sing, so I have to change. Rats. I'm going to become an alto.
I love altos
too. It's good harmonies. But sometimes you want to really be that soprano and be the
It's over. So it's not too weather report. It's not too bad.
Yep. We had a couple of really cold days. But now it's
last
just grey.
Yeah, it's grey. Yeah. It's gray. And it's Gary, Gary was talking about it being 3 degrees in Toowoomba. Yeah. And I was like, okay, it really was cold.
Toowoomba gets really cold.
I don't trust people in Queensland telling me it's cold.
No, the whole
So
East
I had
Coast.
To ask him for the degrees.
I know.
And then I said, okay. Anyway, we have got our guests here today.
We have them.
They're in the pod bar. We do a mix of stuff just depending on where the weather is. So
yes.
they're here with us today.
Yes.
And would you like to say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Kate.
How are we going?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Nick is right up for the microphone. So let's get into it and we'll just get to know you asking our first questions.
Yeah, so right. I will ask Jackie first. Do you have any songs that you love or songs that get you through good or bad times?
Oh, that is such a hard question.
It is. Yeah.
It's a really hard question. It's like choosing your song for your wedding.
Yeah.
That took ages.
True.
What song did you choose?
Oh, what did we have?
A lot of Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah. There's like a Elvis soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Vegas. Yeah,
we a little had, bit of Garth Brooks in
there. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long ago did you get married?
A bit of Green Day.
20 years.
Just like yesterday.
20 years. We just had our 20 years in April.
Oh, congratulations.
So I think probably my all-time favourite would be, it's really basic.
It's fine.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Always reminds me of Jack Revolt if you're a Melbourne
fan.
Yeah. But we have a broad range, don't we?
Yeah,
we listen to everything.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Everything.
Love it.
Depending on the mood.
Yeah. You got to have. Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
We got to go the Australian theme.
Yeah.
Barnsley.
Oh, God.
Working class man.
Yes.
Or Ian Moss.
Oh, Ian Moss. Yeah. Yes.
Just because he's from Alice Springs.
Yeah. Going to hear about that, hey?
They're good songs.
Yeah. My Darren loves Barnsley
they
for
stand
sure.
The test of time. It comes on at a party. Everyone's singing.
They love it.
Yeah. Do you?
100%.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Okay, what about you can both answer, did anybody win any awards at school?
I won an award for skipping, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Skipping?
Like jump like rope
for the skipper
song
or something.
Yeah, it was like a skipper thong. Mm. That was it.
That was
you
it.
Would never guess that now.
Oh. Like. I used to love skipping.
Skipping?
Yeah, I was sad that my girls couldn't do it with their cerebral palsy. Yeah. So I remember thinking I was really good at skipping.
Yeah, double jump.
Yeah,
double skip.
I loved the big rope, you know,
running
through it. Oh, I loved all that.
Yep, same.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah, what about you, Nick?
A block of chocolate on my first 100-meter sprint at the Telegraph Station in Alice Springs.
Wow.
That started on my chocolate fed.
So they gave you chocolate for winning an athletic event?
Yes.
Because that's what you do. That's what you do in the Northern Territory.
Do
that's
you?
That's what it is.
Oh, that's so funny.
We were talking about that in the car on the way here, weren't we? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. So many funny stories.
Amazing.
Oh.
And our favourite question, why are you a P?
Why are you in our tribe?
Mm.
We are a P because our son, we're parents to James, who is ASD and with an ID.
Yeah. Mm. So autistic and with an intellectual disability. Yeah. And you've got a big girl?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, big 18-year-old girl. Yeah. So, yeah, she wanted to come today.
Did she?
Yeah,
we wouldn't
she
let
was
her.
Messaging. She was like, she's at school.
She
was
yes. She's doing
she's
year 12.
She's trying to get
maybe?
Out of school.
Yeah,
she's doing year 12.
Yes.
Mum, can I come?
Oh.
And I didn't answer. It was, oi.
Oi.
Oh, they love texting.
I'll go back to school, I promise.
Oh, sweetheart. We'll have her in another time. We've done a sibling episode, but we could do another one day.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Last year we did sibling
episodes. Yeah, we did. Yeah. So Gorgeous James is Molly's, one of her BFFs, bestest friends.
They are bestest friends.
They really love each other.
Yeah.
And, so we met when I moved Molly to the special school.
Yes.
Which was in grade 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think they were in the same grade then, but they firmly became friends. Probably when even high school, really.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
They've been inseparable.
Inseparable. I am going to tell you what he told her last week, which I think is an excellent way to start.
Okay.
And he said, she told me, James said today that I was so big when I was born, my mum had to have a renovation on her vagina.
That's unbelievable.
I've been holding on to that for a week.
What's that TV series?
He said it. Yep.
I'm not surprised.
And was he big?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was 9 pounds 7.
Right,
big. Yeah. Well, there you go. Renovation.
And just born like that. He just flew out.
Did he?
Yeah. It was so quick.
Renovation.
Why would he say that? Are you saying that?
I would not dare say that. There's no. I don't know where he got that. No way.
I don't know where he's getting
right
that from.
I don't know, but it was just so funny.
Oh, God.
What are they saying at school? We don't know. We do not know.
Yeah.
Good on Ollie for remembering that because that's solid gold.
It is solid gold.
And we promise we won't call the episode China Renovation.
China Renovations Australia.
Yeah. And coming up next on Vagina Renovations.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Anyway, so that's great. We can talk about when he was born. Start telling us a little bit about his early years.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Well, when he was born, he
got his own day, didn't he?
Yeah, he's born on Boxing Day.
Yes, so that's right.
Yeah, Nick's birthday is Christmas Day.
Yes.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was Christmas Day night and we were actually going on I was 6 days overdue and we were going on holidays and everyone's going, are you crazy? Like, and I'm like, it's okay. I'm just having a baby. It'll be fine.
Where
like,
were you going?
Not... We're just going to Phillip Island.
Right, yeah, okay. So which is a drive in Melbourne. Yeah.
And then that night I was like, oh.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, I better start timing.
Yeah.
Then I had a shower, had a couple of Panadol.
Yeah. It's funny how you sort of talk yourself out of it a little
which
bit.
Is 6 days overdue.
Because we want to have a holiday.
Yeah, you wanted a holiday.
You probably weren't ever going to get that holiday.
And then, and it was like an hour and a half he was born. It was so quick.
Wow.
Panadol, didn't you, I think?
Yeah.
That was it.
Panadol.
So it was very
Panadol,
1:30.
You might need a bit more for that with the renovation. Sorry, I'll let it go. That's the last joke.
No, we're not letting it go.
So what was he like as a baby in the early years?
Oh, my gosh, he was so cute. He was just beautiful. Oh. He was just,
oh. Hang on a minute. Early on I had to.
I got chickenpox while I was still in
the hospital. Still in hospital?
Yeah.
And I had to take care of him for.
Yeah.
So you weren't allowed to see him or feed him, were you?
So no. So he was in the special care nursery because he was born so quick. He'd had jaundice in his his belly button was a bit infected, and his face was kind of all bruised. And so on the Thursday they discharged me from the hospital, but they had
and
like
a
little.
What day was he born?
I think it was the Monday, maybe.
Yep.
And they had a little room next to the special care nursery that I was allowed to stay in because I was feeding.
Yep.
And then on the Friday morning, it was summer, so it was, 42 degrees or something. It was so hot.
Yes.
And I woke up and I had a bit of a rash, like, around my bra, and I'm thinking, it's a bit, it could be sweaty.
Yeah.
So I went to the door of the special care nursery and went, oh, I've got a bit of a rash. She goes, show me. And she goes, oh, you need to go down to emergency. Okay. So I go down there and I'm impatient and I'm looking out, looking down the corridor, and the doctor comes in. Oh, you've got chicken pox.
Have you ever had chicken pox?
No.
Oh, Lordy, what are the odds?
Yeah.
When I opened the door, I was shocked when I saw Jack and I went, yep.
Oh, they did.
Very quickly.
Very spotty.
Oh, right. They wheeled me into this air-controlled room that had a light on the out. I wasn't allowed to touch anything.
It affected the whole hospital.
Yeah.
Why didn't they send you home?
They did.
Oh, they did.
No, they did in the end.
So, sent me home and that to close down.
And it's
14
days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So they had to ring, all those parents.
And those chicken pox.
Oh. They were actually quite angry, weren't they?
It was probably your fault.
I don't remember
probably
them.
Scared.
How come they had someone in there having chicken, affecting the whole hospital? Anyway, but you just, for me it was more.
And then,
Jake couldn't take care of James.
Yeah.
So that became my.
Yeah.
Deal at home keeping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even when we got him home. He stayed in the hospital for a couple of days after when you were discharged. But in the house, we had to stay separate.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had to do the 4 hourly feeds.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I've got a newfound respect.
And did you have to be much of a toddler?
Yeah.
Yes.
A toddler too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she hadn't even had her vaccination yet.
Oh, no.
So my brother took her and they both went and got vaccinated.
Right.
And then Nick and my sister-in-law were doing the runs to the hospital, doing the feeding.
Wow. Were you expressing?
Were you sick?
Yeah, I was expressing.
Oh, of course you were.
No, not
you weren't
sick. I was just absolutely covered from head to toe.
Wow.
Like, was insane.
Spotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I opened the door and went,
weird.
Who is this door?
Who is this person?
Over it goes.
And had you had chicken pox? As a child.
Oh, yeah, as a kid. Yeah, I had all the mum's chicken pox.
So then you couldn't cuddle him?
No. So it was about.
Were you heartbroken?
Yeah, I think. I just remember all I did was clean. I just to keep myself busy and not think about it.
So it was just James and I in the room for
It was just the unknown.
For ages.
Ah.
And, of course, you always think the worst.
Of course.
It was just the – and then it was about 6 weeks, I think, until we could all be together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And I remember that, going in going, oh, God, because I was still expressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to be able to feed
him?
Yes.
This is just –
because he'd had bottles for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, he – There was no issues at all.
Good on you.
When you
just leaving stuff at the door.
Yeah.
And we're feeding him and going, oh, I've got to get up and feed you again, mate.
Yeah. It's relentless, isn't it?
It's relentless.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I remember when we had the twins and my ex said to me, I just don't remember being this tired with the other kids. I said, yeah, because you didn't get up.
Yeah.
Funny that. And now when there's two screaming babies, I'm like, can you come and grab one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tiring.
I had to just take one because Darren had his hearing aids down. I'd just stick it in front of his head. He'd just be going, and then he'd just be like, he'd be like, take it.
I know. There's very little compassion and love in the middle of the night.
Not even her. Take it.
It.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah. So you got through that wicked patch. Yeah.
And then he was an amazing baby.
I think they did that in the paper too. They put it in the paper. There's a picture of James.
Right.
And Izzy. No, it was Izzy. They put both of them in the paper.
Yeah, both of them in the paper.
But when I went to the health nurse.
Why? Because they escaped chickenpox?
No, just for the story of it. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was just a Herald Sun thing.
Oh, right. Took the photo?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah, even when I went to the health nurse, she goes, oh, you're the lady.
She must have been alerted you were coming. Right.
Yeah, it was weird. Wow. Anyway, he was an amazing baby. Cute.
Oh. Yeah.
And he was so easy.
Right. Really?
Oh, yeah, he's good. Super easy.
Okay.
For
the whole time when he was little?
Yeah. Like so easy.
Because I'm being stereotypical, but a lot of autistic children cry a lot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He was happy, laughing. I'd put him in his bed with his eyes open and he'd go to sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
The dream.
It was amazing. Mm. He was like.
You didn't even have Mandy in your life.
No.
I would have helped.
You would have. Yeah. You helped mine.
Yep. One naughty baby first, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Naughty baby first, and then the other one was easy.
It's better to do it that way. Yeah. Most people get the good baby and they think, oh, we got this sorted, and then they get a normal
tricky
baby.
One.
Typical. Yeah.
So, he was super, he was just snuggly and cuddly. Oh. And, he was super cute, wasn't he? Yeah, really, really easy. We've never been one for routine, really. So we've always just gone with the flow and do whatever. So that was helpful as the time went on.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it was probably. Yeah. And because he was so big too, so he didn't start crawling. I think he was. Oh.
So he stayed big.
He's huge.
Beautiful and tall.
So it was probably about 10 months, I think, even before he was crawling.
Right, yeah.
And then the walking was about 18 months.
Yep. Mm.
And because we'd, already had a child, you could see that there was, he wasn't developing as quickly.
Yeah.
Which they say you should never compare, but you can't help.
Of course.
And you had them close together. I mean, we know. Yeah.
But as your parents, you just sort of know.
Yeah.
You do.
You know that something's maybe not right.
Yeah.
And we ask the question, everyone else goes, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And
you
go, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. It's something.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we were still under the pediatrician at the hospital at that time. And James had been getting a lot of ear infections.
Right. High temperatures.
So we went he was sick all the time. Mm. So we'd gone and had the grommets done.
We did all that.
Yeah. And then it was just you just know. And so I say, I think, there's something not right.
Yep.
I actually think he's autistic.
Really? Yeah. And how old was this?
Oh, before 3.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And the pediatrician said to me at the time, we need to have his tonsils out.
Yeah.
It's like if you're driving a car with a trailer, it's not running effectively. So that's the same. Like, we'll just take out his tonsils and he'll be okay.
Mm.
I'm like, no, I don't think that's it. Like, I honestly, I think. Goes, if he's autistic, I'll give up medicine.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, if he's autistic, I'll give up medicine. Because
so what's he doing now? Working at Aldi or?
He goes, he's happy, he's affectionate.
Oh, God.
He was all
they're
these
so quirky too. Like they don't have. I say a lot of autistic kids don't have the quirkiness. That's not true.
No,
I don't believe that.
No.
So they.
He's very social.
Oh
yes. 100%. Yeah. So he's extremely
super social.
But he did have that quirkiness
Rain Man
about him.
View. autism is, and even professionals had it. I don't, maybe not so much now.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely when my kids were little too.
Yeah, 16 years ago.
So we started speech therapy. And so we did that once a week. And went to a couple of other pediatricians, and you know, it was like, oh, global delay and testing, but there was no, you know, there was no diagnosis. No one was certain, and it was almost like I was making it up.
Yeah.
Like no one was believing me, and I'm like, you know, I know, like, you know, there's something.
Yeah. And were you both aligned? Or
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Because sometimes. Couples aren't.
Yes.
But it's even the way he would walk.
Yeah, he was tippy-toe walking.
There's all those. And yeah, goes, that's right. Like, that's just kids being kids. But no, you know he's doing that all the time. Or,
yeah.
And you say to him, you know,
put your heel down.
Put your feet down, you know.
Yeah. That was one of the another paediatrician said to me, oh, you know, my son, he's 21 now and he still walks on his tippy toes.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay. Oh,
well,
yeah, so, and he'd do, it was like the tippy toe walking and
aligning things up. He was very particular with certain things, wasn't he?
Yeah, like when he would eat, if he was eating something that he was really enjoying, he'd like rock and kind of hum a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, oh, this is like the best. I've never eaten this before. It's just delicious. So he was, he was so cute. So we enrolled him in 3-year-old kinder. And our kinder was, oh, my goodness, those women were just amazing. They were amazing.
Because they could sort of see what we saw.
Very tuned in. Early childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, they were
believe
just,
a kinder teacher.
You do.
Yeah. Just so undervalued and underappreciated.
They're the first, when Mandy and I do talks to them, we're like, you're the first, often the people that are telling parents.
Yes.
Yep.
We think maybe you need to get a diagnosis here. Like,
they're
huge.
Really important. Yep.
Yeah, they're really important. Yep.
Some parents are in denial with it too. Yes. And you can't, I think you've got to be open to it and just be, we need to get it looked at.
So you were like that. You were probably the dream parents, really.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, because James would go to kinder and he'd, at that point, he was obsessed with flowers and fans.
Yeah.
So it was just, I don't know whether it was that shape.
No. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, he'd go to kinder and the first thing he'd do, he'd be turning on the fans.
Yeah.
And they were just brilliant. They just let him be, you know, let him be him.
Yeah.
And so there was a early intervention kinder where we live as well at a separate kinder place. And so they said, go down there, see them. This is what they specialise in.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down and they went, we can see what you're talking about.
No diagnosis?
No. You're more than welcome to come. You have to stay with him because there was no diagnosis.
Yeah.
So you have to stay with him until we have, like, you know, something formal in place.
Yeah.
And then they recommended me to go to Chitra Chandran. Who is just amazing.
Amazing.
So she gave us a diagnosis of
she's a paediatrician.
PDDNOS, persuasive development disorder, not otherwise specified.
Right.
Yeah, which is like, okay, well, it's still it's something.
It's something.
It's
can
something.
Write it on a piece of paper.
So then we started, so we were doing, you know, the 3-year-old kinder, we were doing the early intervention, we were doing speech. And then we started doing the therapies at Irrabeena.
Got it.
We were doing OT.
All that was so good though, doing all that stuff. But there were times when he'd go to 3-year-old kinder and I said to Jack, you go pick him up and the kids would go, here comes stupid James.
Aww.
So as a parent, you go Nick. So sometimes you just go, he wouldn't hurt a fly, would he?
No, he would
not. It was
not.
Absolutely devastating.
Oh, yes.
For a parent to hear that.
It is.
Breaks your heart.
And because he's so gentle, he's at that horrible teenager stage at the moment.
I remember. I've got to cast my mind back.
But he was just, he was so gentle and just loving and, he was just beautiful.
But other kids, I think other kids can be a little bit cruel.
They can.
From me looking in.
Yeah, definitely.
And going, they would give him a hard time. And you just go, when I heard it, and they're, and kids sort of don't lie. They see other kids and they go, and they can make fun of them and be really, really cruel. So I think they were. I come home, didn't I? I went, oh, yeah. I was upset.
Oh, yeah. Nick.
But you just go, yeah, he's happy and you just do what you have to do.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
But that's why they need to know, the kids, you know, that there's all sorts of people in the world, and especially if kids have older siblings and they learn stuff, because I think children come into the world with none of that. Yeah, no, of course. Prejudice.
Yes. Mm.
They hear it from someone and then they're,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was always our goal, was just to keep him happy.
Yeah.
Just to keep him happy. And
the best goal ever.
So, and then school came around really quick.
Mm, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It just, and I remember he was four. So, and he was turning five on the Boxing Day.
Yes, right.
And so we had to go and look at the, and so we'd gone to look at the special school.
Yeah.
And of course our daughter, she was already at school.
Yes.
And it was like, quick, we've got to enroll him and get him in for next year. We've got to do all this testing. And I was like, what? Like, I, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm going to keep him home for another year.
Yes.
Like, you know, they're only home for a short time and you want them home. Well, I always wanted them home for as long as I could.
Yes.
And, yeah, before we knew it, he was, you know, enrolled at the special school, and it just happened so fast.
Here in Victoria, if they're going to go through to year 12 in the special school, they have to be 18.
Yes.
And they have to leave at 18.
Yes.
So that's
why you need to start. You can't have that extra year.
You get put into the age group where your age is.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of our families might do kinder twice.
Do, yes. Mm. Before they work it out.
But then in the specialist system here in Victoria, they.
Yeah,
that changes it for us. So that's why.
Mm. Yeah. So I don't think that I was mentally prepared for that.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like going to a special school.
And he was so small.
Yes.
And you know, they all catch the bus to school.
Yes.
So I didn't. I drove him every day.
Did you? I drove him
and picked him up every
day.
Because there was,
and it's a big drive.
Oh, yeah.
Where you live.
It's a big drive.
Yeah.
Up
yeah. It was a big drive. It was about, probably 45 to an hour each way every day.
Oh. So then, been exhausted.
Yeah, so Nick worked the days and then I worked nights.
Mm.
So then I could do that school pickup and drop off.
Mm.
So that's just how we managed it for a long time.
Yeah, so I've picked him up.
And then
I'm just his. So work's pretty good for me. They'll go, yep, you can leave early, go pick him up, because you don't want to change their routine
no
matter what the kids are or whatever disability
they've got. That's right.
But I've been doing that for how long? Since he's been at school.
Yeah.
Since he's been at Vermont.
On the bus.
School. On the bus, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
His whole life, really.
Yeah.
So,
And then we did a bit of
So the testing before school, did that show something?
Yes. So they did, like, that was like the ID. Yeah. So the ID then came into it. And then it was around that time we got the autistic.
Mm. Yep.
Diagnosis.
Right.
So were you getting support before that, like what was it called before the NDIS and the under seven?
People? Yeah, Faxia.
Yeah, yes. Were you getting that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So we got the Faxia funding, which we used at Irrabina.
Yeah, right. Yep, 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 of course.
But, and speech as well.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, speech was a big thing for him.
Yeah, the early years, like, we paid for all of that ourselves.
Well, you've done a good job because he's awesome at talking and listening.
Yeah, no, I think speech, that's what Jack said straight away. We got his speech straight away was awesome. And the speech therapy, I can't remember the lady's name.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But she was so good and helped us out.
Yeah.
And she goes, don't worry, we'll look after you.
And,
but you needed to have
that support.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How did you juggle? Okay, we're at a specialist school nearly an hour away. We've got Izzy at our local primary school. How did you do those two worlds?
So we did Izzy's best friend at primary school, her family. Who we just like, we still see village, now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you need help. And, you know, we don't have any family here in Melbourne with us. So we've done it on our own.
Yes, you have.
And, you know, we've got my sister-in-law, but she's got, you know, she had twins at the time as well.
Yes,
so
inconsiderate of her.
You know, how rude.
That's what we said to her. That's so inconsiderate.
Thanks for your help.
Thanks for nothing.
Now it's all about you.
Again, we didn't realise how hard that would be having their twins.
And So what I would do in the morning, I would drop because the school that we went to didn't have before or after school care. It was only
so
a small school.
There was none of that.
Why
is Nick leaving work early? Yes. Why is he? Surely we can all do that. But they could all get after school care.
Yes.
There was nothing for James.
Yes.
So
that's hard when you work and you realise people are talking about you.
And it was quite tough.
Was it?
And I said to Jack, I'd come home and they go, oh, he's going earlier. And then you have to, like, everyone was sort of knowing what was going on.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone knows your life.
Yeah.
You're going, I didn't want it to be out there. And
totally.
Well, you feel like you're putting your children down, which you're not.
No.
But it feels like that in order to explain why you're doing this. Mm. You have to tell people things about your life that you normally wouldn't.
But a private to yourself. Shouldn't be out there. And they're going, he picks up your son at the bus stop because he's, you know, his son's got a disability.
Yeah.
I didn't want that all out there.
You just pick him up because you want to pick him up.
And I think as well, like, you know, we were the, like, we had nobody else in our world at that time who was you know, going through a similar journey or same. So
it's hard to make friends at a specialist school.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not, you know, it's not something that you share or you talk about, you know. Mm. You don't, we didn't. Like, I mean, obviously we talked about it with each other, but it was never, you know, a daily topic of conversation or something like that. You know, you just get on with it.
Yeah.
So it was, kind of.
But with Izzy,
Izzy
would leave school early. So Jack would do the morning stuff and
I'd drop Izzy off at her besties.
So you couldn't work at that
Not
time?
During the day?
No. Oh, that's right. You worked at night. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So then I would drop. The mornings were so early. So I'd drop Izzy off at her besties.
Every day.
Every day.
And I'd have to work early every day.
Drop her off there.
Yep.
And then I would drive James to school.
Yep.
And then I'd go home and fluff about, do some housework, cook dinner.
Mm. Yep.
Watch Oprah.
Yeah, me too.
All the important things.
2006.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then in the afternoon I'd be leaving at, you know, say 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
To go back, pick him up. Come back home, and then Nick would pick Izzy up on his way home.
Yeah.
And then we'd come back home, and then I'd go to work.
Yeah.
But a bit later on, we'd get Izzy would leave school early, but similar to Izzy, because I'd have to get the bus for James.
So that was when James was on the bus. So when James was on the bus, Nick would finish work, pick his up, and then
get
to
the bus. But Izzy got the same thing. She was coming out early from school, and they're going, why are you leaving early? And so I had to write notes.
Yes.
She has to be there because I need to be there for James to pick him up from the bus because
it's huge.
If you're not there,
you can't be late.
That's right.
You can't be late.
No, you can't be late.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
So.
Nah.
But there's all those things. But
But it's good to remember them and also people to
hear. And
this
it's
is
super
the stress
tricky.
You were under. Yeah.
And that's where employers and stuff like that have to be acceptable of.
They do.
Knowing what's going on and. But not just for the sake of, like I was saying before, you go early or whatever. It wasn't a case of that. But it was, you know, they're helping you out.
Yeah.
So they go, there's a little bit of give and take. If you do this for us, Nick, we'll let you go early. You can do that. And I've been doing that for since he's been at school, haven't I?
So. Also, if our employers treat us like that, then we're going to give them more as well.
Oh, 100%. You did that
twofold. So it's a win-win.
Yes, of course it is.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, and And our first year at school, we had an amazing teacher.
Mm.
Oh, she was just the best.
Yeah.
She was, you know, quirky and thought outside the box.
Yeah.
And, oh, just said it the way it was. Oh. And, yeah, I really.
And did James like school?
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes, he did.
Yeah, early on.
He's always been quite social and enjoys people. Yes. And
yeah, but everyone's drawn to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
They are. Everyone's drawn to him. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that his teacher said to me that, yeah, he's very well liked and that, you know, throughout the school, you know, different age groups and different levels, they're all kind of drawn to him.
Yeah, what a lovely thing.
I know.
Lovely. Yeah.
And I remember telling my sister about him and she was like, what a friend for Molly to have.
Yeah.
I was like, I know. I'm so grateful to him.
They're just they've got definitely a special
friendship.
Yeah, special friendship. Yeah. And just, you know, like a... Yeah, I feel blessed that they have that.
Oh,
yeah. They've
and,
got each other.
You know,
other.
There's been times where my Molly gets a bit anxious and so I'll have to message Jackie and Nick and say, is James still friends with her? And this is sort of the teenage-ish stuff with an intellectual disability that we sort of have to manage some of that as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she can't text quickly or and then she gets worried if he hasn't.
Yeah, she's catastrophized.
Or she's worried if he hasn't replied and so then I'm annoying you and then I'll say, Jackie said James is still your friend.
Yeah.
Right?
He's just
been a handful
rude.
Of times. But that's stuff I'm not doing with my other kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so
Yeah.
So thank you for being kind about all that.
No. Oh, dear. So, so and it's really been, and then high school came.
High school was a big jump.
It was all fine.
We did. We went through a stage of doing a dual enrollment. Yeah.
Right, yes.
So we did a couple of days at the special school. Yep. Couple of days.
Where Izzy was going to school.
Yeah, yeah right.
School. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And how did that work?
The first time it was really good.
Mm.
The first time was good.
Second time I went, that's not for you.
Right. Yeah.
It was just like, you know, it was people not understanding.
Mm.
So, you know, like the teacher would separate him from the class and put him in this little room to do something. And
so, as Jack's saying, I would pick him up and they didn't. So, I've had a meltdown. So, the teacher had given him all the iPads because they had good behaviour.
Yeah,
James
hadn't
been there all week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And James is sitting in the room and she goes, oh, I don't know how to do it. So, I think Izzy, I don't think she can remember, but she had to go and calm James down.
Oh, no.
So
siblings.
You're going in there. It was just like, wasn't it? It was a bit traumatic for him.
Yes.
And I don't think that the teacher that we had for the second year really got it.
No. She
was young and just wanted to be friends with all the parents.
Yeah.
Rather than kind of.
Yeah, I know.
And when you've seen them be fully integrated in their specialist school classroom and then him to be segregated.
Yes.
Yeah. Horrible.
Then you just think, what am I doing? I mean, I had the same. Yeah.
Well, there are even times where I had to go, Jack goes, you can go with him. They'll have an excursion.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, they would say to mate, Nick, you're going on the excursion. Go, yep. So they would, I would go, oh, I'm on the bus, you're going, this is a nightmare. So with James, like going to the cinema, had to cover his ears, didn't
he?
And they'd say to me, you can have James and you – they always gave me the naughty kid to look after as well.
Thanks.
So I went, awesome. I say, where are you from, Bailey? He goes, from the Territory. And I go, so we got along, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I didn't think – I thought the kids were okay, you know what I mean?
Of course they are.
You sit back and you go – sometimes you question why they did that.
Yeah.
If you did that a couple that time, and I don't know, like, you know, you sit back and go, well.
Well,
like
you know why they do it, but it's not kind.
But I only had James and someone else, whereas they were all.
Yeah, frantic. Yeah.
You know.
But at the special school, you don't have to go.
No. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So then you're like, right, so, you know, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we tried that, and I probably still question that now.
Mm. Yes.
Like question that decision now.
Yeah, I do
too. Sort of pushed and people really like the concept. people often who don't have children with a disability really like the concept, and it makes people feel like, okay, we're all, in, you know,
yes,
integrated, whether that works with a child or not, you know. Yeah. So
yeah. I think we're probably at a point now with, like, I feel with James that he just, there's nowhere for him to fit.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's at the special school and he's got, and I would say the only reason why we've kept him there is because of his friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for that's the friendships, for sure.
Yeah, for his friendships.
Yeah.
Mm. And, but if we were to go to a mainstream school, it would be probably better for him academically.
Yeah.
But socially.
Yeah.
Not so yes.
Yeah. And, you know, like that he's 6'4" and, you know, he stands out like a sore thumb. He's huge.
Yeah.
So it's, I still question that decision now and go, you know, like what is, you know, what's the best for him? What can we do for him that, you know, sets him up for.
Yeah. We're in the confines of this system that he doesn't fit in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even Molly doesn't quite fit in there either, but she probably fits in a bit better than him because he is so vivacious and he's got great skills at writing and drawing and all those things, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just,
he can make a mean system. Coffee too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But even I've watched him and I've taken him up to the cafe and
he's working at a cafe.
Yeah, we've got to talk about that too.
Cafe.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to get them on one day.
Every now and again. Yeah. And but to watch him work, you just sit back and he's got a good work ethic.
Yes.
So again, super do you want a coffee?
Yes.
Yeah. And I go, awesome. And I see him watching, using the machine. I thought, that's something I didn't think he would be able to do.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
So, he works. It's called Tasty As.
Yeah.
And the lady's name is Jules. And, oh, my gosh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
So she just, and her thing is, you know, she wants to change the world.
Yeah. Oh, what an awesome person.
Oh, she's just, she's been.
So good for James.
Oh, yeah.
But any, all kids with some sort of disability or whatever. Mm. So those kids that don't have that place we were talking about don't know where to go.
Mm. Yeah.
She'll go, you might be good at drawing or you might be good at there's a niche for you where we can find that.
Mm. Yes.
So even up at Burringer, isn't it?
Yeah, in Upway.
Yeah.
So they
got a cafe.
Yeah, have like the cafe up there. So you can go up there.
They've got
and
the artistic work up there.
Awesome.
And all
yeah. Really so you good. Can, you know, go get a coffee and a cake. And it's, you know, all these kids that she's helping.
Yes, incredible.
And, you know, with the vision that, you know, they'll have paid employment.
That's what we want.
Enjoy their work.
Yeah, so be proud.
Yeah. She's had a lot of successful stories and she would be. You know, someone that you should.
I've already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah.
So James is up there doing that. So it's, it's just, and I think probably, and I remember when he was little, people saying it gets worse as it gets older.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. Mm. Like, and because, you know, it's all again, all the unknown.
Yes.
You know, and there was no one there to, you know, nothing like this where you hear about other people's experiences.
No. Yes, that's right.
And you can, you know, ask for advice and help. And, you know, there was nothing like that. So you're just kind of, you know, doing what you think is best.
Mm.
So, so now he's.
I think you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When they're 3 or 4, you don't know who they are. But I feel like we clearly know who James is.
Oh, yes. He's awesome. You know who he is. Yes. Yes. For sure.
And I think that's the benefit of teens.
Yes.
And heading towards early adulthood.
It's
I don't know.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Right, to get to know them as teenagers. Yeah. And they're tricky, but they're fun and they're funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their personalities are really formed. Yes. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Definitely.
For Jack, I'd say he was really respond to Jack really well.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I don't know, because when you're working and I was home, he would, like when Jack would say to me, go get the fidget spinners.
Yeah.
You know, we'd drive all over Melbourne looking for fidget spinners. And the guy would say to me, it's, you know, $125, you can have that.
I go,
oh, they were like so scarce.
They were. And now they're everywhere. I've got one sitting on the table.
And I go, and I just pulled them out the other day. I've gone, I've paid bucket load of money for these fidget spinners. And now, and I was saying to Jack, I actually ruined them He keeps telling me because I put WD-40 in his head and that would spin better. Oh. And now none of them spin better. He just gets even more angry. He just goes, yeah. But with all stuff like that, he doesn't forget either.
No.
Yeah.
He's got a really good memory.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Jack, like, he'll even my dad and my his partner, they bought a fan.
Yep.
A pedestal fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And James had the fetish with the fans when he was about 5 or 6, wasn't it? So they'd sit again in the corner of the lounge room.
Yeah.
So what James did, no one's allowed to touch a fan, so he would go and dress it, kiss it goodnight. He loved this fan. I couldn't go to Bunnings without watching the big fans at Bunnings and all the rest of it. He'd take me to where all the fans and the lights are.
You've done it all, Nick.
Chernside Park.
Well, that was your outing.
Go on a fan
time. That was our outing. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like the fidget spinners. We drive everywhere. We go out to Mount Evelyn. We go to Ringwood. We go.
Yeah.
There's one down at Dandenong that's Greensboro. So rare. You have to go and get Greensboro. Because I knew how to get there. I don't know how to get anywhere else. I'm going to buy fidget spinners.
The rarest fidget spinner.
I was staring at them the other day. I'm going, so much money was spent on those.
Yeah, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
But it's like Mama Kane's meals just at the moment. Love,
you know?
Yeah, we do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just do it.
And you kind of block out that other family. At first I would be like, other families aren't doing this. Now I'm like, other families aren't doing this. Poor them.
We are the lucky ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And so it's I've completely 360 all that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what James is into, makeup.
Yep.
So
and fashion. He loves clothes.
Fashion.
Yep.
Makeup. Oh, he's got more makeup than me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I had to.
Like good makeup? Like, does he like to go to makeup?
Oh, we went to makeup when we went.
Yeah.
To Lygon Street.
Yeah, right.
He was the only one in there, and the four girls were standing outside. I love it.
So I had to say to him, okay, your makeup, you can come and keep it in my ensuite because it was like we've got cream carpet.
Probably.
You can imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Everywhere in his room.
Doesn't come off.
He gets it from Val, doesn't he? And Jack's aunt doesn't. She's got good makeup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So James, she goes, oh, James, you just take this makeup and, he's got bucket. Let's say.
And is he good at it?
He's so good at it.
Does he get on YouTube and watch how to do it? Yes. They're incredible, that generation.
Yeah. All the TikToks.
We can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we had the yellow line around our face when we tried to do foundation. They look incredible. Yeah,
he's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like,
he's also good at popping Molly's pimples sometimes.
That's unacceptable.
James popped this one today.
I love it.
That's so funny.
That's so cute.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said to Nick not long ago, you know, like I never thought that I would be sharing my ensuite with my 16-year-old son doing his makeup.
Yeah.
How lucky am I?
Yeah.
Like, so he's even in my clothes. The other day, I'm in my wardrobe, and I'm like, that little... Shit. Yeah, he's been in here.
Jack's jacket.
I know, he had a lovely one on the other day.
Because,
yeah.
And where do they end up? They end up on the floor.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
When did he start exploring all of that?
Oh,
sort of like year 8 or somewhere around there.
Yeah, maybe. He's always been very gentle and very he was never what they would say a boy's boy.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. So never, and he was always surrounded with females.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a little boy, he would dress up.
Yes.
So he would put on dress ups or he'd jump on the trampoline with no undies on.
Yeah. Waving to the neighbours next door that are having a barbecue. And Jack would say to me, he's got no undies on. He's got no undies on. He's swinging in the breeze and he's waving to everyone over the fence. As they having their barbecue.
And they loved it. They're like, just look at this exuberance from this beautiful child. Yeah.
And the family where I would drop Izzy in the mornings, you know, for his birthday, like she would go to the op shop and buy him like the best gown that she could find in there.
Velvet red dress.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
So he was always really into that.
Yeah.
And then probably the makeup. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe lockdowns.
Yeah, just before lockdown.
A bit more time.
Mm.
Yeah, you had time? Was,
yeah, just before lockdown. Mm. One of my good friends that I work with, she gave him a Mary Kay palette that she'd had in her cupboard.
Say, Mary Kay, is that still a thing?
Yes. For, like forever. 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, he just thought it was the best thing.
Yeah.
So, so he's now grown to like to a trolley
of makeup,
load of makeup, and
I
love it. Think it's the best.
I remember you telling me once, Nick, you were going to go to Woolworths and he wanted to put makeup on, and you were thinking, I don't have time, and then you were like, all right, let's put your makeup on, off we go,
do whatever.
Sometimes
I just go, it's just easier to just go, you do you.
Yeah,
I think he's got to know there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Also, as Jack and I speak about, because I go, because sometimes maybe you don't want to walk in some places where
he's got very masculine.
He's got bright red lipstick on him.
Well, you're just protecting him.
That's right.
And I think that's what he doesn't understand.
He needs to live in Brunswick, North Fitzroy.
Yes. Oh,
well, he keeps saying, we'll go to Fitzroy.
Oh, when we drove through, he told me all about Carlton.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Carlton's really changing, man.
You should buy there.
Yeah.
It's only $6.2 million.
That's what he would tell you.
I'm sure he can find a couple of nice properties.
Yeah, don't render it.
You told me not to render.
Yeah.
Just a heads up, Mandy, don't render because it will stain.
Cute. So cute.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
You've done a terrific job letting him be who he wants to be, because some families might not have been able to.
No.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We've had pride parties.
We've done the pride parties,
yeah.
Done, you know, watch the Mardi Gras with him.
Great. God, he'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, just.
Even I remember him saying to us about when he. So I took him for a cook, and he had a lot of built-up anger.
Yeah.
And my older brother is gay, so I'm not unsurrounded to it.
People
think, oh, because you do what you do, like you're homophobic or whatever the case may be, and I'm pretty open to that, which I was probably pretty lucky.
Yeah.
So it's harder for my older brother way back when.
Oh, much harder.
So just when I was walking with James and he turned around and he said to me, well, this is who I am.
No.
This is what I like.
Oh, so powerful.
And I went, yep. And he cried, and I went, it's all right, mate, I love you regardless.
Good. It's a hard thing. It's a hard conversation to have with your parents.
It is. And I was just, I said to him, we'll just walk the dogs and we'll go around the corner. And I just said, mate, you need to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
I think Jack was more upset that she didn't know first.
Yeah.
No, well, we were already talking about hot guys and
But he didn't really say anything. There was one guy on TikTok. He didn't come out and say that, did he?
So he hadn't come out and said it, but, you know, we were like,
Probably thought about it for a long time.
Yeah. We sort of knew, but
yeah.
But you sit back. For him to officially tell you, and that's when
that
you open
enormous.
Up and you go, it was big for him.
Yes.
Because I know, as I said to him, like for my brother, like I just sort of understood it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just understood it.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's just someone you love, and that's who they are. And
and that's why we talk about like finding his niche in you do whatever makes you happy.
Yes.
That makes you happy, you.
Yes.
It is what it is.
And I feel like the future's bright for him. It's once we can sort of break them out of these boxes of school.
Mm. Yes.
Then
yes.
we're going to be able to find what's going to make them come
alive.
Because
I think there's new other ways for them to be doing other things.
And the schools, you know, I have said very little about the school on the podcast, but it, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But times need to change.
Well, all schools.
All schools.
And yours included.
Yes. You know, we need different thinking.
So even the tasty as Jules, isn't it? The different way of thinking of going, okay, you need, if you're good at that, we're going to get you to do that.
Yes.
You're good at art.
Strength-based.
Right.
Everything should be strength-based.
Yeah. I think I had an argument with the school last year that, and I said, okay, you guys are so outdated.
Yeah.
Like, jump into the 21st century.
No.
Like, this is just like,
it's just bureaucracy.
Certificate one in volunteering.
Oh,
like, really?
What?
Come on.
We're better
than that.
We want our kids to work.
Yeah. We're better than that. So it was just, so the level of frustration in the education system.
Yes, that's right.
Is just, something needs to be done.
You can imagine how hard it is for me not to tell you all this.
I'm
trying.
I know, you're respectful, Mandy.
Oh, I am respectful.
But parents know when we don't say anything that we're probably saying.
Silence is loud for Mandy.
Silence is loud.
Right?
Yeah.
We have enjoyed a lot of being able to talk about the school together. I'm so thankful for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be able to have our frustrating times together.
The system is definitely broken. Something needs to happen.
Yeah, so our kids can flourish.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
there's lots of good things.
Yes.
There is some good things.
I'm not saying it's all bad. It's letting them do what they need to do or focus on whatever they're good at.
For their growth and their future.
Yeah.
Not what used to work in 1985.
Yes.
That's exactly right. I think that's the point. So even the kids are going, okay, we're TikToking and we're doing this. They're learning.
Yeah.
And they're staying in the same system.
Yeah.
It's got to move forward.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy where James is. He's good.
Yeah, well, I'm so thrilled he's there.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to have a long friendship.
Oh, it's just for sure. Magic. Yeah, yeah? They are. They're just, cute. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. All in the same house. Yeah,
and so, how lucky to have that.
Yeah.
To have that friendship and have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And there's,
it gets you through life.
Yeah, it does.
All we need, one or two good friends, all of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, even at Tasty As, he was even doing, he did all their makeup for the day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was on their Facebook. Yeah. It was
and
magic.
And they were in there laughing and having the best time. Yeah. You know? And that's so good for him to do everybody's makeup.
Oh, he can do mine.
That's what he's good at. So.
He's really into Kath and Kim at the moment.
Yes, he is.
Who isn't?
I'm Brett.
Brett!
Jack
he
Sharon.
He might be Sharon. Well, that's better than being Kim. Yeah. I don't want him to think Sharon's one of the nicest people on that show.
I know, she is.
He doesn't even call me mum.
But even in the car, we're going, look at me. We're going, he's going, oh, it's really, what does he say? Oh, it's really nice, but it's unusual. I've even got it down pat myself.
It's different, it's unusual.
Yeah. I want to ask you about your work, Jackie, because we've got some exciting news to tell. So tell us where you work.
I am the venue manager at the Fentry Gully Hotel.
Woo-hoo. Yes, right. And you have?
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. This is our favourite place to visit. And so, Jackie, tell us what we're going to do with the pea.
So we are going to have a pea lunch where everybody is welcome.
Yes.
So, you know, we understand how hard it is for people to go out and enjoy as a family and be able to relax.
Yes.
Where there's, you know, you're not worried or, you know, you're not feeling anxious about what people are going to say or what's going to happen.
Yes.
So everybody's welcome.
Yes.
And, we would.
There's going to be an abundance of nuggets.
Yes. Nuggets.
Soft serve.
Soft serve, prawn crackers, you name it. Molly loves this buffet. She gets a whole plate of prawn crackers as her entree.
Yep.
And then she just slowly moves through. Yep. So
if you live in Melbourne.
If you live in Melbourne, we want you to save the date, the 10th of September.
Yep.
It's a Saturday. September. We're going to do 11:30 till 2.
Yep.
Right? Now, those of you with toddlers are going to be cross with us because they want to sleep. But I'm a sleep consultant. I'm telling you, you can miss it for the date. They can sleep in the car.
And it's also a Saturday. So if they go to bed a little bit later that night, they'll still wake up really early on Sunday.
So apart from the toddler pee mums, everyone else should be happy.
Yep.
And so we want you to contact the venue. We're going to put everything in the show notes.
Yep.
The phone number to book in.
Or you can do it online.
Or you can do it online. Yep. So you're going to go straight to, what's it called, the Fentry Gully?
FentryGullyHotel.com.au.
Yes.
And you can book online.
It's pretty exciting. You can see how ace the Melbourne Outer East is.
Oh, yes.
You're in our zone.
Kate and I will be there.
Yep.
As long as everyone's well.
Yeah, well,
we just never know, right? Kate and I will be there.
Yep.
So this is going to be like a big Melbourne event.
It is.
Right? So everyone is welcome.
We're green. No, I'm joking. You don't have to wear green.
What'd you say? We're grey. Oh, we're green.
No.
Wear your merch.
Yeah.
We don't mind.
Yeah.
And I just think I'm going to cry the whole time because you're all going to feel like you can belong.
Everybody can come.
Everybody can come. You've got adults with disabilities. You've got anybody is welcome. There's a lift.
Yeah.
Right? So everyone can get in there.
Make as little or as much noise as you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Noise cancelling headphones on.
You can wear what you want. You can be whoever. This is going to be magic.
Freedom lunch.
Yeah. Right? Now, Jackie's done a deal. And it's $15 per head.
Yep.
Now, it's normally way more than that.
Yep.
So this is really awesome. Thank you, Jackie.
Yep. Yep.
Okay?
We cannot wait.
Children, adults, $15 each. Yeah. Right?
We'll talk about it more on the as it gets closer.
Yep. Yeah.
And sorry to those of you listening in 2 years. It was great.
Well, Jackie's listening. You started a while ago.
Are you years behind? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll hear yourself in a couple of years.
James might be there. Molly might be there. We don't know. We'll see how the wind blows that day.
Yeah.
But I can't wait.
No, I can't wait.
This is just going to be the biggest.
Funnest fun.
Yeah. There's a playground. There's tunnels. I might even go in there if you've got a child with cerebral palsy and I will manoeuvre legs.
Recreate.
I'll go back in the tunnels.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I promise you, I will help you.
Yes. And we'll be there. I'll be all hands on deck.
Yeah, we will, right? Yeah. So Jackie will... It's just so exciting.
It's
going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. And I just hope that, you know, we don't know what this could create down the track, even for your work. You might be able to implement, you know, something going forward, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So because it was pretty rough in lockdown, you had to, you know, close the buffet. You had to put off staff. Oh, I remember we came that night before that
first. Crying.
Yeah.
I just crying. Stop crying.
I know.
And so it was horrible.
Ate up big. And, you were just... Ups, you had to put all your stuff off.
I couldn't even talk.
I know, you couldn't
every
talk.
Every time I looked at my dishy, I just would burst into tears.
Yes.
Like, it was horrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was
Jackie's
horrible,
an awesome manager, right? And Feast is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's no 1994 Smoggies.
No.
Awesome.
It's a really beautiful place.
Yeah, we've got some amazing chefs. And and, you know, you just think, wow, like, you know, for some of the people that may come, like how long has it been that since they've been able to go out
for
and
a
not worry about that?
We don't care.
The more behaviours the better, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
So if your child's boring, it's going to be, we'll be annoyed. I want to see people on the ground. I want to see wheelchairs. I want to see walkers. I want to see AFOs. I want them all.
Yeah, I'll try and get number one daughter to come.
Yeah,
she's
she would love that too.
Awesome. Yeah. Sibling, occupational therapist. She's seen everything, and we'll be happy to help.
Yes, that's
right. So I'll try and get her to come. She doesn't live that far away.
No,
actually,
she can come.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome. It can seat up to 300.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
So don't think, there might not be room.
Please
book in and come.
Please come.
We'll bring your whole family.
Excited to see you all.
Yes,
networking, meeting people.
Yes, meeting people.
Mandy and I'll sing "Shine, Jesus, Shine." No, we won't. We're joking.
I just can't wait.
Yeah,
so
that'd be good.
Yeah, so thank you, Jackie, for having an open mind about that. And and have we missed anything you want to tell the world about Precious James?
No, I think we've covered it all. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
It's been awesome.
We got donuts and flowers.
Flowers and Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, what a day.
What a day. What a winning day. Jackie, you two actually are platter queens.
Oh.
You're both my friends that make the best platters.
Yeah, right? love a good platter.
Same.
Yeah, Molly's like, Jackie will make a platter for me. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so you two... You can bond over platters, right?
Yeah,
I am like meek in your presence. I can't think about what would they put there? What would they put there?
Oh, I love
that. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And I know your story people will love to hear about your family.
I don't know. Like, you guys have had so many amazing people on here.
Everyone's amazing.
Everyone.
Oh, like.
Every episode.
And,
yep.
You know, it's.
Yeah, it's good. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you need to put it out there and let other people support each other.
That's
right. You know, I think, like, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, people have had so many different challenges and, you know, like, I feel like that ours isn't as, you know,
it's
as big or, or, you know, as, but, you know.
Every story is important.
Yeah.
And James is super important to our family, as are you guys.
Oh,
so thank you.
Too,
I'm
Mandy.
So grateful we met you.
Oh, we're so grateful too. So lucky.
Bring on the next movies to see some Marvel shitty movies.
There's a female Hulk.
Yes.
She-Hulk.
Yes, there is.
I was at the footy on the weekend at Marvel, and so they have all the
ads. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I was like, Female. I think she's a lawyer.
Molly will love that. She's a lawyer. Well, we will let you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, weren't they awesome?
They were so great. And I always think it'd be good if we had a video, but we won't because it's too tricky with lots of our beautiful families. But you can see the love in their eyes when they're talking about their son.
I know.
And it's really, really special.
Very special.
See parents talk about how much they love their kids.
Yeah.
It's an honour. Right.
Yeah.
It really,
they're
really
a great
is.
Couple.
They really are.
Yeah.
And they brought us donuts soon.
They did.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. I nearly choked on one.
She did.
Kate's like, don't go down don't eating go a donut, down. Mandy.
Dying how are you going to die? Dying, what are they, what's the
dying phrase? How you love.
She died doing what she loved. That's what I said.
Choking on an original glazed Krispy Kreme. Oh, I'm just so grateful to them.
The pre-lunch is going to be so fun.
Oh, the pre-lunch people. So just put that in your diary and contact the venue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, don't contact us.
Don't contact us. We're not doing the ticketing.
No.
Jackie was like, no, we'll do it. I was like, okay, great.
Good, because.
So that's one thing we don't have to do.
That's, yeah. You know, that's a really affordable.
Yeah, because, I think you can start planning for that.
Yeah.
Right, and put some money aside if you've got a big family.
Yeah.
But it is literally all you can eat.
Yeah.
So. Or they might not eat, but
doesn't matter.
Everybody's welcome, and this is going to be the time when no one has to worry about what you think anyone's thinking about you.
This is your day.
Yeah. This is your day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Anything make you cry this week?
Well, I don't know if it's the same as yours.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you share that first.
Yeah. So we, Mandy and I, have a beautiful friend. She's been our friend for a long time, since before we were on Facebook. She was part of our Australian Multiple Birth Association forum. And she came to Melbourne on the weekend. She's a big podcast listener. Her name is Beautiful Jenny.
Yes.
And she flew into Melbourne. Her flight was delayed. I think I picked her up from the airport at 1:15.
Oh, boy.
Our other friend Tammy, who was also on the Multiple Birth Forum, I couldn't find the Jetstar terminal, blah, blah. It was freezing cold, 1 o'clock in the morning. Tammy's running around the airport trying to find her, but we found her. and Jenny came and spent the weekend here. And on Saturday night we had an OG gathering of parents that have been through a lot, shall we say. A very, very lot at that table.
Yes.
And it was just lovely to see Jenny. And when I saw her, I cried.
Mm.
And we cried a lot, actually, over the weekend, didn't we, Jenny? Mm. And some good and some sad tears.
Mm.
Yeah, Jenny's got a lot going on and she's just a really good friend.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And big supporter of us.
Big supporter.
And as I was hugging her, I was just thanking her for all the time she reached out to me. She's ahead in the journey of me. And I just don't take that lightly.
No.
Those sort of friendships.
Yeah.
And I'm super grateful that I could spend a little bit of time with her.
So thanks for coming over, Jenny.
Yeah. Huge effort.
Yeah. Huge effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Perth's a long way away.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What about you make a difference?
All right, so my make a difference is I have got a new mop and it's from Kmart.
Ah, awesome.
And I think probably everyone in the world knows about these, not me. Two friends told me about them and then Jenny told me about them. So I was like, well, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I think it's like $10.
Yeah.
It's got a little water thing on
it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I've got one of them.
Yeah. It's got the spray handle.
Yeah, love it.
Oh. And at the moment, Melbourne is muddy as muddy and the dogs keep making.
Yep.
And I've mopped the floor like 4 times a day.
Yep. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, loving myself. Sick. I don't even put it away. I just leave it in the kitchen. So I'm sure everyone's seen one. Maybe I'll take a photo and put it on Instagram because I bloody love that mop. But that is my make a difference.
Yeah, it's affordable. Very handy. No one is putting a bucket and squeezing a mop out anymore.
And it's just like a little bit of dried mud on the floor from the dogs.
I did it over my whole veranda because we'd had the builders coming and lifting up my house and then there was this mud everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's your
make a difference was we had my dad and Uncle Gary's belated 70th birthday. So they were 72. That's been 2 years.
COVID.
So we could get them together. Yep. So we had it out near my cousin's house because Uncle Gary lives in Bairnsdale. So sort of somewhere
in the middle-ish.
Neutral-ish, but not really closer to us. Always is. And I'm just so grateful that we got everybody together. Everyone in the family was well.
Oh,
everybody was there.
Christmas miracle.
We had photos. We had beautiful cakes from Michelle's Sweet Treats. These we did photos of Dad and Uncle Gary's babies and then teenagers and older men. It was so cute. And my cousin Corinda and I, we pulled it off.
You really
did. So, you know, it's not – that might sound like it was meant to be this big thing, but it's just that it was 2 years. Yeah. And we want to make sure we did it. Yeah, and they were funny and silly, and I've got a good video of Dad being impulsive.
Yeah.
And I might post it for you to see somewhere.
I'd love it.
He was blowing out the cake and then he just put the candle out with his fingers.
Of course he did.
And I was like, 72.
It's never changing.
Still impulsive. And I sent it to my friend Becky and I said, check out this impulsivity.
I love it because it makes him who he is.
Yeah, that's right, it is. And then his other brother goes, you're naughty. I was like, yeah, you don't often say that to 70-year-olds. Anyway, it was really, I'm so grateful we had the day and we got to have it.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. And
you laugh.
We were worried it wasn't going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's not do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So just took the two bossiest older cousins, older sisters
yeah,
to
that's who we need.
Create it. Yep. So she's like my equivalent. She's better at stuff than me even. So we did it together.
Impossible.
Yeah.
No one can be better. Aww. All right. So what made me laugh, I was talking to Woody and we were talking about, I don't know, and I just made a throwaway line. Which, and apologies to people who find this offensive, this is nothing in our house, believe me. And I said, oh, you'll go straight to hell if you do that, Woody. And he goes, Mum, if I'm going to hell, I might as well send it.
Fair enough.
I laughed. I was like, yep, I'm sending it, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Launching it. Anyway, we laughed a lot. Even he laughed. So we just laughed and laughed. So sending it, baby.
Sending it.
Sending it.
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell. Sorry,
Miss, Mum. Miss 11 is been really enjoying her kitchen garden at her school because obviously they've had a few years where they haven't been able to do cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
And my beautiful friend runs it at our primary school and she's doing such a good job. Anyway, she came home and I think we just went to Eastland for something and she just was going on about it. Mum, the menu was so good today. Oh. It was so delicious. Even my burps tasted good.
Which brings me full circle to Kath and Kim, which we were talking about previously. And if you're overseas, I'm sorry if you haven't seen Kath and Kim. It's like Australian legendary TV.
Yes.
But they go to the Melbourne Cup and they have come out of the Portaloos and you can tell they've thrown up. And I can't remember, Kath, I think, says, oh, that bubbly tasted better coming up than going down.
Well, this brings me to the next laugh where she said, this person shall remain nameless. Mm-hmm. Some adult said, yes, but you know what they say. It's better to burp and taste it than to fart and waste it.
Oh! I've never heard that.
I know. So just laughing so much that I sent a video to my friend who's in charge of kindergarten. I said, she's loving it.
Yeah,
she's just, you're doing such a great job. And she's like, now I'm crying.
Aww.
You know, thank you. And I just saw as a reminder to thank the teachers.
Yes, thank them.
Who are doing such great jobs.
Yep, under so much pressure.
So
everyone's
much
sick.
Pressure.
Teachers
sickness.
Are sick. Kids are sick. I've just never had this much sickness.
But you know, that is, if your food is so delicious even in a burp, you're the winner.
I mean, no one's ever said that to me.
No one
cooking,
said that
so
to me.
I feel like I'm.
Maybe the McCain's meal. I'll ask. Anyway, thank you, Peas,
thank you,
for
Peas.
Listening.
Please rate and review.
Yep, find
please,
us
please,
on
please.
All our socials and there'll be probably some photos up for today's episode and book in for the pea lunch.
Book
if you're in.
In
Melbourne or even if you're in Victoria, it's going to be in Ferntree Gully, right?
Yes,
so that
yes.
is outer east.
Foothills.
Foothills.
Foothills of the Dandenongs.
So you can go to the Dandenongs afterwards. You can go for a drive. Like there's
you can
beautiful...
drive past Eastland.
That's right. There's
Jenny,
beautiful things.
Our beautiful friend.
Went to Eastland.
Went to Eastland. She's like, I've heard you and Manny talk about
it's
it so much.
Such a shame I wasn't there. I would have met her.
I said, it's just a shopping centre, but let's go.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.